The more you struggle against this, the longer you'll be here. You know that, right? Maybe deep down, you want to remain here as my naked prisoner. Is that it? You shake your head no, but your eyes, those gorgeous eyes, they're telling me another story. Don't shake your head. You like it. I don't blame you, though. It's in your nature to respond this way. Your arms and legs are spread apart symmetrically by this rack that you're bound to. The rope keeping them apart is so taut that even attempting to wiggle seems like a fool's errand. Yet, you still try. Your lovely hands are contained within leather mittens so that you cannot use your fingers to manipulate your restraints. Your movement is completely restricted besides your head. Yes, I was kind enough to leave your head alone. A simple gag and blindfold did the trick. You're still whining. Be lucky that I decided to dress you in leather instead of something more cold. You know, I had half a mind to use heavy-duty steel for you, but I'll only put them on you if you give me a hard time. You would look simply lovely in shackles, maybe a humbler too, if it becomes necessary. But it won't, right? You're going to cooperate with me? It's so cute that you still try to speak. Just shake your head up and down. You don't need to do anything more. Good pet. If you can follow instructions like this, the next few hours will be simple. I bet you're curious about what I'm gonna do to you. Nothing too serious. At least, not in my opinion. Trying to wiggle again? Wrong response, my whiny little songbird. You know what gives away that you're liking this? Your cock is twitching and pre-cum is spilling out of it. I haven't even touched it yet. Now why do you suppose that is? Oh, don't worry. I'll answer that question for you. Your cock is not twitching because of what I've done to you. No, you can't blame it on me. It's twitching because of anticipation of what I'm going to do to you. You're excited. Your slutty mind is going wild thinking of every last thing that I could do to you. That's why I say that your reaction is in your nature. You're in need to be dominated. Why else would you show up at my doorstep in the middle of the night? You certainly weren't going to get away with breaking into my home and attempting to steal my things. No. Bad boys like you need to be taught some manners. What better way than to be subjugated? To be dragged down into my basement, hooked up to a rack, to be interrogated, and then to be punished for your attempted crimes. Worry not. I may let you leave. Or at least, that was my original plan. Seeing how this predicament is making you so happy, I should keep you a little bit longer. Maybe you'll be my permanent toy if you show signs of being reprogrammable. Now, for your punishments in question. Something tells me this isn't your first rodeo, so I won't go easy on you. First, you will be flogged 20 times for every offense against me that you committed. Let's see. Breaking the locks in my front door, which you will fix under my supervision. Attempting to steal 2 rings and a necklace. 3 separate offenses, mind you. Waking me up in the middle of the night. Interrupting my beauty sleep. Having the audacity to think that you'd get away. and most importantly, making me exert energy by wrestling you down onto the ground, hog-tying you, injecting you with tranquilizer, that stuff doesn't come cheap, and then having to drag your sorry ass all the way down here. You'll be paying me back for all that, by the way. If I'm correct, that's 160 times. To start off, that is. I'm sure there's more I could pin on you. In more ways than one. And I will not go easy on you. I want your skin red, sore, and stinging. Whenever you're not attached to that rack, you'll be made to walk on your hands and knees like the filthy dog that you are. Perhaps the humbler can come in handy after all. I'll have to suck out every last drop of semen from your worthless balls, too. From how big they are, you must be hoarding a lot from me. Don't worry. I'll take care of it. I'll keep an electric milker attached to you for a few hours to make sure that there's nothing left over. I think you'll find that this is a better option than being neutered. However, if I catch you whining about this treatment, I'll instead put you in chastity. Now, which sounds better? Coming until you're unable to move, or being unable to come at all? Your eyes tell me the former, rather than the latter. Good on you for not attempting to speak. You're learning after all. I'm impressed. I didn't have much hope for you to do even that much. But if a pathetic criminal like you can be taught the error of his ways and reshaped into an obedient slave, then who knows what else you're capable of? You can be whatever I tell you to be. A slave, a dog, a mindless toy, a princess, a cum cow, a dirty pig, a man whore, a doormat, a footstool. Really, anything my heart desires. And if you've learned anything, you'll appreciate it. All of it. Your cock is still dripping, and the twitching hasn't stopped. You like how this sounds, don't you? I know exactly what makes you tick. It is in your nature to be this way. It's in your nature to gravitate towards someone that will own you whether you realize that you're doing so or not. It's in your nature to stalk me in my home for weeks until you thought you could sneak up on me at the correct time and day. Fortunately for you, I was prepared to handle you, to take you in, and to make you mine. You needy little thing. I'll show you more acceptable ways to show your desperation and neediness that doesn't break the law. From this day forward, you're no longer a criminal. You are my property.